In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Key construction projects in southwest Michigan can get underway now that dredging will be done in the St. Joseph Harbor. So says Congressman Fred Upton, who tells us he saw preparation work this week for the Army Corps of Engineers project. He says larger ships can't get through the inner harbor.
With a drop of the lake levels, and that's happened, with the surge of some of the storms that have dumped a lot of sand and silt by the railroad bridge, it's really prevented any of the lake freighters to come in to use the two docks right there at the second bridge. So at the end of the day, this dredging is critical to get these infrastructure projects done.
Upton says the Army Corps approved emergency dredging for the harbor due to the water being as low as 13 feet in some spots. He says the US 31 to I-94 completion project can get started now that the harbor is being dredged. The work also makes possible a widening project on I-94 in Kalamazoo. The $442,000 dredging project is being handled by a Muskegon company. It will pull about 11,500 cubic yards of sand and dump it at the Southwest Michigan Regional Airport. Michigan's Secretary of State says the long waits to get into a local branch to do things like renew your driver's license won't line up for the next 2 or 3 months. Jocelyn Benson's comments came at her appearance before the House Oversight Committee on Thursday. She says the problem is the backlog of people waiting to get in due to the pandemic, compounded by years of underfunding.
I'm interested in solving problems. And what we have here is a problem in our state offices, in our state agencies, where we have reduced capacity and increased demand. That's it.
Benson says that lawmakers can help by making vehicle registrations last more than a year and allowing drivers to keep their photo IDs for 12 years before renewing them instead of 8. The coming week will be a big one for Michigan businesses, as more are expected to fully reopen for in-person work.
The month of June and also September have been identified as the most likely dates Michigan businesses will fully reopen and have people back inside at their workstations. But nearly a third of businesses surveyed are still trying to determine when they'll reopen the workplace for in-person work. The study comes to us from the American Society of Employers based in Livonia. President and CEO Mary Corrado says nearly 20% of Michigan companies have just begun a staggered return to work plan in the past week. Workers will be in-house 2 to 3 days a week for the time being. 8 out of 10 Michigan companies are encouraging workers to receive their COVID-19 vaccines, but just 1% say they'll require employees to get the shot. Murray Feldman, Michigan News Network.
In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.